Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The sole bad actor. That's how a report released today by the state inspector general refers to Annie Dukan, the former chemist at the center of the state drug lab scandal that surfaced in 2012.
The Hinton State Laboratory in Jamaica Plain was shut down shortly after the discovery that Dukan mishandled evidence and falsified test results on drugs seized by police. That compromised more than 40,000 samples and led to the release of hundreds of inmates.
Dukan pleaded guilty to 27 counts of misleading investigators and was sentenced to 3 to 5 years in state prison. Inspector General Glenn A. Kunha summarized his office's findings today at a State House press conference.
She acted alone, and we found no evidence that any other chemist in the lab shared her goal of intentionally falsifying test results.
WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following the drug lab story since it first broke, and she joins us now from Sudbury, where another press conference was just held on this subject at the state police drug lab. And Deb, first of all, tell us more about what the inspector general found.
Well, the inspector general essentially cites management failures in this 120-page report, Meghna, and a report, I might add, that contains a lot of sharp language. It says, as you mentioned in the beginning, that other than former chemist Annie Dukan, no other chemist intentionally falsified drug results. But the report does say that chemists were not properly trained, and it says there was, quote, chronic managerial negligence at the lab. It also says there was a failure on the lab's part to provide potentially exculpatory evidence in criminal cases. The report identifies 46,000 samples involving 26,000 people where Annie Dukan was the primary chemist involved. And despite the fact, Meghna, that Dukan admitted to forging other chemists' initials on drug certifications, this report does not mention instances where Dukan may have been a secondary chemist or were there questions about some of the other tests involved. It does say, though, that about 2,300 samples are being retested, and it mentions concerns about the weights of drugs tested at the lab in general. Now, you probably know this, but I'm going to just say it just to be clear. Weight is very significant because the weight of a drug can then determine the severity of a drug charge. So someone can get charged with trafficking, but only if a drug weighs in at a certain amount. The inspector general said about 150 cases need to be, quote, carefully reviewed because the weights that were recorded are questionable and questionable as to whether they warrant a trafficking charge.
Okay, Deb, so given all that, how are defense attorneys responding to the report?
Well, as you can imagine, defense attorneys are scratching their heads, but they're primarily scratching their heads, Meghna, because this report was released about 20 minutes before the inspector general held his press conference about it. So there wasn't a lot of time to digest everything in the report to be able to ask a lot of questions. And a lot of people are still reading it at this point in the day. I was able to reach Anthony Benedetti, who's chief counsel for the State Public Defender Agency, and he says these cases where Dukan was the primary chemist should be dismissed immediately. Let's listen to what he had to say.
And then a closer analysis should be used to look at every test that came out of that lab. I mean, when you look at what the inspector general found with the hiring, the training, the oversight, inadequate protocols, it's just simply plenty of evidence here to call into question everything that came out of that lab.
And Benedetti says that lawyers right now are sifting through and have started to sift through way before this and are continuing to sift through every case from that lab to see whether people need to go back to court to be retried or whether they're going to be request that the charges be dropped completely.
Now, Deb, Governor Deval Patrick was also at this morning's press conference at the State House, and I understand he acknowledged the steps that the state has already taken in the 19 months since the scandal broke to ensure that a situation like this never happens again. We've got some tape from the governor here.
We've increased the number of chemists who are testing from 5 to 20. There are about three more, I think, on the way. The increase in staffing allows the lab to test over 1,800 cases a month, which is up from about 400 on average in the past.
That's right, Megna. That was Governor Patrick at that news conference earlier today. He says he's very confident in the drug testing process now in Massachusetts. And as you said, I am at the State Police Lab in Sudbury right now, where they just held a media tour and a press conference to assure the public that the integrity of the testing here is where it should be and that all testing is done properly. But what's interesting to note is that the Inspector General report recommends that state police do all testing from here on out. And that's something that many national forensic experts disagree with. They say there's an inherent conflict of interest to have law enforcement oversee testing for criminal cases. I asked the governor about that today, but he said he stands by the recommendation of his inspector general that all testing be done by state police at this state police lab here in Sudbury.
WBUR's Deborah Becker with the latest on the newly released inspector general's report on the state drug lab scandal. Deb speaking to us today from Sudbury. Deb, thank you so much.
You're welcome.